Looking back on September 20, the day in 1973 when the tennis match called the Battle of the Sexes was played between women's world number one Billie Jean King and former player Bobby Riggs, over 30,000 people watched King take out the match.
Oh, that first service has been a disaster for him all night. And it's been a night, I think, that was unexpected by most.
To 1984 now, and Prime Minister Bob Hawke cried in a press conference as he addressed concerns over his daughter's drug problems.
Oh, I've just got emotions coming by. That's the thing that hurts me.
And in 2015, Australian golfer Jason Day shot to the world number one ranking for the first time.
The emotion, pure and raw, coming over Jason Day. The tears start to flow.
September 20 birthdays, screen legend Sophia Loren is 85 today. The Italian actress made over 100 films and won an Academy Award for Two Women.
I said, I'm never going to win because if I do, I'm going to faint. It's not good.
New Zealand-born singer Alana Curry is 60. She was a key member of the 80s group The Thompson Twins, along with then-husband Tom Bailey. Aussie actor Peter Phelps is 59. He was a regular in soaps like The Restless Years, Sons and Daughters and The Flying Doctors before landing a role in Baywatch.
My mother lives here. I'm staying here.
I can see that.
I'll put some clothes on.
And AFL great Peter Dacos celebrates his birthday today. The Magpies legend turns 58.
Dacos a chance from 30 metres. This is where he can bend them back so dangerously and so well, and he's done it again.
Finally, it was on this day in 2006 that the memorial service for Steve Irwin was held at Australia Zoo. It's estimated that around 300 million people worldwide watched the telecast. We'll never forget that moving speech by daughter Bindi.
My daddy was my hero. He was always there for me when I needed him. But most of all, he was fun. We filmed together, caught crocodiles together, and loved being in the bush together.
A memorable moment from this day, September 20.